Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday Axel Me Training Podcast Series. We're glad you're with us tonight. We have a fantastic call lined up for you. I can absolutely guarantee you're going to get so much out of this call. And by the end of the call, I want you to take this challenge. My challenge to you is, will you agree that after this next 30 minutes, you will see this business in a completely different light, much bigger, much more vibrant, much more explosive and powerful than you did at the beginning of this call? That's my challenge. I believe your answer will be a resounding yes, and we'll certainly see if you agree. You know, Vince Perfetti is our featured guest speaker tonight. He is Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer. What an impressive title for an impressive gentleman. He's a proven strategic leader in digital technology. Now, he joined Nu Skin Enterprises less than a year ago. And previously, he was a principal consultant with Amazon Web Services Cloud Advisory Team. You're going to be hearing a lot about the cloud during the course of this call. It's an important element of what we're doing now. Vince has advised major corporations on program development to maximize cloud adoption transformation. Now, prior to joining Amazon, Vince served as Vice President of Product Strategy and Customer Engagement at GE Digital, where he transformed internal business engagement for all Tier 1 vertical units to a customer-focused, business-centric alignment. He also held several roles at Dow Jones and Company, all part of transforming its technology teams and culture. Now, as Chief of Staff, Vince led major initiatives, including transition to the cloud, and he's also worked with the New York Public Library, Citicorp, and the investment firm Wells Fargo. Vince earned his master's in technology management from Columbia University and an electrical engineering degree with a pre-med minor from Manhattan Engineering. So it's a great privilege to bring on tonight's call, Vince Perfetti. Welcome, Vince.
Thank you so much. Appreciate being here.
Well, Vince, you were with us not so long ago, May 16, 2019. And for our listeners who have not heard that call, check out axelme.com. You'll find that podcast recorded. But tonight's focus is going to be a little bit different for our initial discussion and principally designed to talk about what's happening today, really literally today, within your role in the company and how it impacts so many of us who are on this call tonight. But before we talk about that, Vince, let's talk a little bit about some of the key tasks, what it is that you do as you perform your job as Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer.
Yeah, thanks for that really great introduction, and I'm happy to share what we're doing here in the technology team and as part of the overall transformation of the technology stack for Nu Skin. Really, I think we went through this before, but the three tenets for the team here that we're doing everything around is customer first, cloud first, and security foundationally. More and more, we're moving online using mobile applications. Our website is responsible for driving most of our business, as well as social media. So more and more dependency on technology. We need to make sure that it's secure. Every company I've ever worked in and every organization, you know, that's the biggest threat these days. And I don't want to sound doom and gloom, but you've seen what happened to the likes of Sony and Target and other businesses in multiple verticals. So we're starting to make strides by bringing in people who are appropriately skilled to secure what I call our crown jewels, those recipes for a lot of our products that are very unique, proprietary, and create our competitive advantage, in the space of beauty. Also, the building out of the team that has expertise leveraging technology in the cloud. And we had gone over it last time, a little bit of the benefits of cloud, namely being able to iterate and produce new digital products for our distributors so that we could test things out and actually have this loop, a feedback loop, that you can tell us when a tool is working, when it's not working, how to make it better. And with the ultimate goal of trying to provide our distributors with better insight into techniques that might work. And again, suggestions. And really, you know, information is power. And that's really what we're trying to do, provide high fidelity, meaning accurate information about what's going on in the industry, and more importantly, what's going on in their downstream, so that the distributors are empowered to make better decisions to drive, you know, their success.
Fantastic. Well, Vince, let's go to school for a little bit, and it's just going to be a short period of time during this call for people like myself who need a little bit of education on tech. So let's have a little tech 101 discussion about the cloud. What is the cloud? Why is it so important to transform the company's technology infrastructure from planet Earth to the cloud?
So I guess one really simple example that I can give you is I was here at Nu Skin headquarters in Provo the other day, and there was a water main break just up the block. And so the water that comes to the building had to be shut off while they fixed it. And that water is used in our cooling towers to cool not just the entire building, but also our data center. And the data center houses all of the servers that run the technology for everybody. So the website, the e-commerce platforms all run on that data center. Now, we have plans put in place for backup generators, which need to be turned on. A team needs to be brought in to actually turn them on. There's a bit of a time gap, and they only have enough power to run for, say, 24 hours. And within those 24 hours, if the disruption isn't met or fixed, like this water main, we have to find an alternative place to actually bring up all of that technology from here in Provo in another location. With cloud technology, all of that goes away. Cloud technologies run in, and that's why they call it the cloud. There are multiple data centers because they can perform at a much greater scale than we can or would ever want to. And we get charged for renting that space, if you will. And it costs a fraction of the amount that it would cost for us to actually go out and buy the physical hardware and equipment, own the real estate and make the capital investment to store that and take care of it, and then make sure and guarantee that no matter what disaster, we have continuity planning. So in the industry, it's called business continuity planning, BCP, or DR, disaster recovery. The cloud offers levels of resiliency unheard of. And it also goes beyond just the physical challenges of disasters, but also the technical challenges. So if we lose, let's say, Verizon or AT&T, and we lose a connection to, let's say, here in Provo, well, if I'm in the cloud, I actually have multiple providers and multiple ways of providing access to our servers. So it's no longer a single point of failure. So cloud offers reduced cost overall, improved business continuity and disaster recovery. And it also offers a really unique thing, and I'm not sure if a lot of distributors experience this, but when we have, let's say, a limited time offer, and we go from, you know, let's say 100 orders per minute, and then we have a limited time offer and it spikes up to 10,000 or 100,000 orders per minute, if we have a static, you know, five servers running our e-commerce platform, that's not really changing. That's all we have. So people would get put in a queue and you'd see a long response time for actually placing the order. In the cloud, because they have virtually unlimited capacity, as soon as the orders start coming in and the servers that we have aligned and rented start to reach their capacity, the systems automatically start to bring up other servers immediately online to service the increased demand so that the customer experience is always the same. So the cloud's smart enough to understand how to scale our systems to meet the demand, and not just going up, but also coming down, so we don't waste money on a bunch of servers that we don't need. So there are a lot of dimensions to cloud. Hopefully that helped explain it a little bit.
Oh, beautifully. I mean, it really gave some great examples that that bring it into perfect focus, Vince. So we've been hearing that this is probably going to be completed. This transformation or migration, if you will, to the cloud will probably take place and be completed by roughly mid-August. Is that the schedule you're seeing?
Yeah, so it comes in stages. When we produce code and we're going to move systems over, we like to do it sequentially so we don't bring everything down. And if something goes wrong, we could back out of it. So we like to take steps We've already done two of the four steps. The third is our actual production systems that we're going to move in August. You might see some communications coming out, finalizing a window of opportunity. So we have to bring the systems down to make this move to the cloud. And this is to ensure that we don't lose any data and that we don't provide subpar performance. We will have mitigating systems in place, but there will be a window of, I believe, and I've checked, but 4 to 6 hours, and we're trying to accommodate the global footprint so that it's of minimal impact. You'll hear more from as we approach that time frame on what exactly the downtime would be. We call them green zones. And again, once we move into the cloud, you could expect to have very few, if any, green zone times because we do everything redundantly. So we would actually create and patch the technology in parallel to the production systems, and then it's like flipping a switch to the new configuration. So it's because we're moving from on-prem to cloud that we require this, what we call green zone window.
Fantastic. Well, Vince, you sound like you know what you're talking about, and I know that you know what you're talking about because you've had some considerable experience doing this exact same thing with some other companies. Tell us a little bit about that experience and maybe how it's empowered or enabled you to make this transformation with Nu Skin.
Sure, yeah. When I was at GE, they brought me in specifically to create a cloud business office that worked across all of its 11 Tier 1 businesses. So you're probably familiar with GE's consumer electronics that make refrigerators and stoves. There's also divisions of GE in oil and gas, aviation. And in fact, in aviation, they make one of the most popular jets ever. So if you ever take a Delta flight or American Airlines, or about 80% of all planes produced, they actually carry a GE jet engine, including for the military. So I was brought on board to help them, all of these Tier 1 businesses, move their technology and leverage different cloud providers. So it wasn't just Amazon, but even Microsoft Azure, as well as Google Cloud Platform, GCP. And as far as working in the China vertical, working with Alibaba and Aliyun's cloud. So created an organization in GE, grew so big that it became its own entity called GE Digital, and then started helping them iterate on products, innovative products, leveraging 3D printing, which changes the scale and scope of manufacturing, really. Before that, I was at Dow Jones, a wholly owned subsidiary of News Corp. Think Rupert Murdoch and the multiple media outlets like Fox News, and News Limited, help them not just operate the Wall Street Journal news bureaus globally, which is under the purview of Dow Jones, but also help them innovate with relationship management and a digital platform, as well as printed product. In fact, I led the development team initially for the iPad-only news product that Rupert had put out back in 2012 along with Steve Jobs. So my job was to work with that one team that was brought together. It was an iPad-only. So we were working with iOS and how to push updates for our customers. So I have a lot of experience with digital platforms as well as communications, understand the different verticals and needs. When I was at the New York Public Library for 13 years, every demographic and persona actually use the library, and they use it for different reasons. So have a heavy foundation, but also a huge appreciation that technology should only be used for good business purposes and in creating a competitive advantage. And that's what Nu Skin is all about. That's why they brought me on board, was to get really smart about how we approach technology. And I have to say and add, I've been delighted because we have such engaged distributors that are innovators themselves that have really, I know we spoke about 2 months ago, that have really been providing me with incredible insight and drive to actually produce things that matter. You don't want technologists who just do things for the sake of technology, but do things that will actually produce results for our entrepreneurs.
Perfect. We've talked about a couple of the benefits of moving to the cloud, Vince, and I want to spend just a few more minutes on that before we move to our next area for the podcast tonight. Let's talk about the benefits that this is going to produce for the company in terms of maybe enhancing its ability to manage and forecast inventory and maybe product launches. And then we'll talk about the benefits, specific benefits for the distributed force, what they're going to see when this transformation is completed.
Yeah, so again, I'm at the nascent stages of combining, you know, data and information. There is a program initiative called Value Stream, where we're actually working with our own internal manufacturing units to provide better insight and understanding of inventory and fluctuations of inventory and location of inventory so they can make on-the-spot changes. That also includes quality assurance, which is a big category. So when we put out LumiSpas and there's issues with it, how do we quickly pivot and respond to maybe subpar quality and make sure that we are only putting out the best quality products? So we're actually, I started working on a data lake, again, leveraging cloud technology, so it's not expensive. There's a, you know, we keep saying data is the sort of the gravity where decisions are made. Data can also be very expensive, so you have to enter into how you collect it, manage it, distribute it very critically. So we're taking a best practice approach working with Amazon. In fact, a lot of our manufacturing practices are in concert with how Amazon does theirs. I was able to get a couple of tours with their facilities for our manufacturing staff, and we shared best practices with them. So think logistics and supply chain, and Amazon sort of leading in that. We're actually pretty close behind. What does it mean for our distributors? I want to put more power and information in the hands of our distributors. So as you start to think of the tools that you use, starting with volumes and genealogy and the amount of information that we could be, you know, taking for you and piping through machine learning, and then giving back to you saying, you know, 90% of other folks with downlines that look like this, where if you take a product bundling and you bundle these products and offer this, have shown a 36% rate of success. Again, just a suggestion, or you know, insightful information, tying everything from product availability and inventory up to and including much more efficiently run LTOs, so that, again, the distributor could be more successful.
Perfect. And that is just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it, Vince? So many other benefits are going to be realized by the distributor force as this company really transitions into and transforms, thanks to your efforts, into a technology company. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
You know, Rich Wood, the company's CEO, recently told a small group of distributors and leaders that were headed by Giselle Sexsmith at the home office that he wants to be a tech company doing direct selling network marketing. And that really, that impacted me because it really taught me a very important lesson in terms of the thinking that's going on at the top levels of the home office. And that is, this company wants to transform the way it's viewed and the way it does business. It really wants to be a tech company first and foremost. And I know that you are an incredibly important part of that equation. But as we look in that direction, is this what you're seeing? Are you seeing a transformation literally taking place before your eyes, thanks again to your efforts and the efforts of your team?
I do. And just as a point of clarification, because Giselle also provided me with very insightful information, she was a little concerned by that comment that Rich had made. And just for clarity's sake, you know, Rich said, we're going to be a technology company. We're going to be a technology-driven company, never forgetting the importance of our distributors and the people part of creating an opportunity. So it's just, and I know that's what Rich means by it. We know that our business is dependent upon our distributors and our entrepreneurs, most importantly, and that's, you know, where we create an opportunity. And I say that because when I was at GE, Jeff Immelt, the CEO, he and I had a lot of conversations, and he would always go out in public and say, GE went to sleep a manufacturing company and woke up a software application company. And that's a very difficult thing to do in terms of transforming culture and the way we approach business. I see this change and transformation at Nu Skin as an evolution of people who are extremely insightful and leaders who get it. And the get it part is, how do we, again, leverage technology for the purposes of what business strategy we have, as opposed to letting technology push us into a business we know very little about?
Makes sense. Makes all the sense in the world. I had an aha moment today, Vince, and I want to see if you can help the audience understand why that is so. The aha moment took place when I was speaking with Giselle about a story that she told. I'm going to be very brief, and it's going to be an abbreviated version of that story. I'd like to have you fill in as many of the fine details as you possibly can. But it all starts with the Silicon Slopes convention or conference that was held earlier this year. And, of course, you're very familiar with Silicon Slopes. Maybe you can explain, before we get into the details, what that is and how the company played, Nu Skin played a role in that this year.
Sure. Silicon Slopes is it's a government sort of – the state government is helping sponsor it, but it's an aggregation of the huge upswell of technology startups and technology companies coming to Utah and specifically downtown Salt Lake City. So instead of Silicon Valley, they call it Silicon Slopes. And the help from the government and other companies here to kickstart and initiate tech-driven companies. So, you know, when you think of Adobe, you think of Qualtrics, you think of companies that are steeped in technology, and that's what they're all about. This past year, Ryan Napierski, our president, was actually on stage talking about Nu Skin at Silicon Slopes. And it was sort of a first, and people thought, like, hey, why are they here? And it's predominantly because of our significant investment in technology and how we intend to have that play a very pivotal role in how we evolve.
Perfect. So as Giselle was explaining it to me today, she heard that a company that participated in the Silicon Slopes conference this year, by the name of Podium, had its CEO interviewed at that conference. A young CEO, brilliant guy. He said, this is a company that we founded less than 2 years ago. It's now nearly $1 billion strong. We service 30,000 accounts. And what that company does, and you can do your research, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see that Podium does is they actually help companies generate leads, have a high-tech, high-touch interaction with their customers and their leads through texting and great interpersonal messaging and things of that nature. And they basically transform leads into real, genuine customers with the benefits, all the benefits and the great advantages of high technology. So Giselle, as she was telling me the story today, she did a little bit of research about this Podium company, woke up in the middle of the night as if she was being spoken to by John, her late husband. And John said, Giselle, you got to send a text to one of the company's top corporate execs and talk about this, because this could really have true implications, massive implications for what we do. And sure enough, that's exactly what Giselle did. She shot up a text in the middle of the night to one of the top corporate execs and said, hey, what if we could use the company advantage, the company resources of something like Podium to enlarge our distributor base, to give every one of our leaders the ability to expand their reach across the globe in terms of promoting the products and the business. What if we could do that? We could really take technology to the next level. Wouldn't that be beneficial? And sure enough, the top execs shot back a text immediately and said, we're already on it. We're aligned with this, and this is exactly the direction that we're going. Am I onto something here, Vince, in terms of literally having an aha moment in terms of realizing how massively big and enormous this could be for all of us individual entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I'm sort of chuckling a little bit because I had that aha moment 9 months ago when I first came here for AWS, and Rich and Ryan sat me down and said, we want to create this thing called the Opportunity Platform, and we have been at it for about a year. Help us achieve it. Companies like Podium, and I could give you a long laundry list of about 24 other companies, including Rallyware, big companies like Salesforce and SAP, all of them fighting for a space on doing just that. So what we're doing in building our platform, again, I like to take a frugal approach to technology, build where we can build and create a competitive advantage, buy where it makes sense to not reinvent the wheel, but get the functionality and integrate it into our platform where it makes sense. And again, it takes a keen eye, and for every podium, there's about 1,000 other companies that are flash in the pan sort of companies, but getting it right is going to be, again, a global challenge. I think we are the best position to achieve this quickly, and again, with a constant finger on the pulse of our entrepreneurs to make sure that we're providing them with what they need for a platform and for opportunities.
And I would gather, Vince, that you're getting all of the support that you need from the corporate execs in terms of resources, in terms of personnel, in terms of latitude to do what you need to do to make this happen as quickly but as prudently as possible so that we're going to reap the benefits in a very short order. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have support from the board level down and everyone across the entire organization. So and frankly, we have great debate, which is always good. You don't want a bunch of yes men, going down the road of, yeah, we want to be polite and say yes to everything. We have good active dialogue and debate and to make us better and raise the bar. But we absolutely have support. Rich and Ryan have been nothing shy of fully supportive.
That's excellent to hear. What else should our listeners know tonight, Vincent, we haven't covered already before we wind down the call?
I'm just super excited. I just came out of a CX team meeting, customer experience team meeting, where we're going to be creating small micro journey teams globally collaborating and sharing best practice globally. Nu Skin is a global organization. Not many large enterprises can tout that. And we want to take best practices globally and share them for Nu Skin entrepreneurs and give them the new cutting edge opportunities. So I'm super excited about it. The team that was brought together, 8 of them from around the world, are completely jazzed. They've left other opportunities and major competitors like Google and Amazon to be here because of the excitement of what's going on. So this next year is really going to blow the socks off of a lot of industries. And Nu Skin's going to make its own. And I think I said this at the last one we were wrapping up. Forget Silicon Slope. So we're going to create an area called Silicon Canyon where we're going to put ourselves on the map with really high-tech companies changing the landscape of what Opportunity Platform means.
Well, it's an opportunity platform, Vince, that is awaiting anyone who wants to get to work and make this happen. As I said, we're all individual entrepreneurs. We're individual business owners. And the great thing that you have brought to the podcast tonight is a true understanding of what the company is doing to support our efforts to create revenue for the company and also at the same time create commissions for ourselves. So I want to thank you very much, Vince Perfetti, Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer. It's been a great discussion. I hope you'll come back because this sure was a lot of fun, and it's always so informative to have some time to spend with you, and I really do appreciate it, as I know that Jonathan and Giselle do, and certainly Cindy and I and all of our listeners as well. So thanks, and please do come back again, Vince. And I want to mention to our audience that we're going to be back next Thursday. That's July 18 at 8 p.m. New York time to feature yet another top person at the home office at the Innovation Center in Provo, Utah, and that's Kathy Schultz, Director of Global Social Engagement for Nu Skin Enterprises. She is going to share some amazing information on the current state of digital development and what we can do to capitalize on those resources that the company brings to bear, but also on the latest trends that we can all focus on to use that part of technology to build our businesses on a worldwide basis. So many exciting things happening in this world of Nu Skin. So many fantastic resources the company is investing to make our jobs as easy as possible. And with so many new things coming down the road, there is a lot to be excited for, not the least of which will be hopefully soon the opening of countries like Brazil and India. And that is just absolutely going to blow the doors off this opportunity, to be sure. So Vince Perfetti, Chief Transformation Officer for Nu Skin Enterprises, thanks yet again. Thanks to all of our listeners. We'll be back again in a week's time. Good night, everyone.